Wondering where the call-in button is? Or maybe you just want to know how I do what I do. I get this question all the time. Miss Eileen, how do you record your segments on Anchor? Well, stay tuned. That's what's coming up in NADPOD POMO Day 13.
Hey, Miss Eileen, this is Brian Ensminger, and I just love that you're asking this question about help today. I have a question, probably something that I'll be able to figure out, but if you can offer the answer, that'd be great. I just love how you put your show together and how you're able to put all of these different segments together so smoothly and so easily. And for the life of me, I can't seem to figure it out. Now, it might be because I come to this with a little bit more of a post-production perspective where I hear somebody's call in, like your call in yesterday, and I might want to include that, but I might also want to put something before it to kind of introduce it and then after it to make sure that it all kind of fits together as a whole. I love how you're able to do yours, and I'm wondering if you could just share a little bit about that, because when I hit record, I don't see the option to add a call in at that time, and I can't figure out how to reorder things so that I can record other segments and then fit it all in. Love to hear from you.
Thanks for the question, Brian. I recorded a video for you. Stay tuned. It's coming right up at the top of the hour. Welcome to this video tutorial where I'm going to show a little bit of the behind the scenes of the workflow I use to produce the Eileen the Anchor Show over on Anchor. Some of these podcast episodes that I produce actually go up into my main podcast, which is Miss Eileen Speaks, hosted over on Libsyn. Now, there is a lot of moving parts and pieces to this. So, number one, forgive me if I screen share the wrong thing. Number two, if your podcasting has not advanced to the point that you want to use all these tools, that's okay. Stay tuned, because I still hope that you'll have fun seeing what I do behind the scenes. Okay. And eventually you'll get to this point. Now, I got this question. It came in from Brian, and Brian is an experienced podcaster, and so he's familiarizing himself with the Anchor app. He's more of a, well, no, I'll let him tell you. So what we're going to do is go over, and you may not be able to hear this call in, but I've already recorded the intro. You just saw that, and I've already posted that intro onto my Anchor station. Okay, so now let's see what we can do in terms of screen sharing. All right, so now we're going to open the Anchor app. And the first part of Brian's question was, he was asking about the call-ins and how to integrate them. So you'll see over to the left of the record button is the call-ins button. So let's tap on that. And at the top, you see Brian's call-in to me. Okay, Brian is saying, how do you put your segments together? And it's truncating a little bit there, but let's see if, and I'm not sure if you can hear this, but let's try it. Okay, you could hear it playing a little bit from my speakers, but that's okay. So now what I want to do is show you the options that I would have. Now, this is just when I just listened to it just now as an Anchor broadcaster, I'm the only one that can hear it. Here's the options I have. I'll click on the ellipsis, which is the three dots. I could clear the call in or block this user. And of course, I'm not going to do either one of those things. I want to play the call-in, so I'm going to add it to my station. And I played it with the play button, which is over on the left, but where you see the plus button is how I add it to my station. Now, Anchor has this very unique feature, which is the trim feature. I will show you that in a different video, because like I said, there's a lot of moving parts and pieces to this one. So let's do one thing at a time. So I'm going to add the entire call-in. Remember, this is important to the workflow. I've already introduced the call-in and said that people ask this question all the time. So now I'm going to play the question. So that's an important piece in answering his question. So I'm going to add the entire call in. All right. So now we're going to come away from the back end of Anchor, and we're going to go to the front end where you would actually listen. So notice that I just clicked on the close down button. Now here's the place where I would see all the activity, people that have applauded, and shout out to Kingfish because he's echoed and applauded some of my content. But let's go to the Anchor homepage. You see the home button there. In fact, today was a good day. I woke up this morning and found out I was in the top 7, or I was in the top 10, actually. I was number 7, so that's probably changed a little, so we'll refresh that just so you guys can see a little bit about the Anchor platform, probably. Oh, nope, I'm number 8 now. Okay, so let's go back to the homepage. This is your Anchor homepage. For those of you who are not familiar with Anchor, this is what it looks like. So now, in fact, let me do a little picture in picture, because I know somebody's saying, where are you, Miss Eileen? We want to see you too. So there I am. Okay, so now I want to make sure that call in published, and you know, there's never any glitches on Anchor, but just in case, and I want to show you as well, because we're talking workflow, the little person button at the bottom right, that means me. So now this is showing my station, meaning these are the episodes that, I'm sorry, these are the segments. You can record a 5-minute segment, or you can publish a call-in, and a call-in lasts for 1 minute. Call-in means another Anchor user called in and gave you their content, be it a question, feedback, a comment, just saying hi, something funny, whatever, okay? Or they want to introduce themselves or say thank you for favoriting or listening to their content, like I'll probably do for Kingfish later on. So back to the show workflow. So now this is in, what's the word when you want to say it's in order of when it appeared? In other words, this was 11 hours ago, then I posted something 4 hours ago, 3 hours ago, 14 minutes ago, which was that intro that I played for you earlier, and now the question from Brian. Okay, so, and let me just tap on that just so you see what it looks like. In order for you to see it, I have to tap the arrow at the bottom. So I want you to see Brian because I want to give him a shout out because I love this question. So here's Brian. Here's the complete question here. How do you put your segments together so beautifully? Oh, Brian, my new best friend. Okay, so we're going to give Brian a big shout out because we're actually going to tap on his profile and go over and you'll see. Brian Etzminger. I'm the host of the Engaging Missions Show, and he gives the link, which is engagingmissions.com. This is my experimental podcast, and Brian is also participating in NADPOD POMO, which is National Podcast Post Month, and today is our day 13. Okay, so now you get to see how I set up things within the app. I did that intro, but I didn't show you how I got the intro into the app, right? So I'll scroll back. See, here's that Anchor Show intro. That plays first. So if anybody comes to my station, they'll see 16 minutes ago that I posted that intro and talked about how people are always asking me questions. And then, bam, there's the question. So I did a lead up that totally put into context. Now, Brian left that question yesterday, and I could have got excited. And of course, in the beginning, when you first start using Anchor, you're so like, oh my God, I got a call in. And so you push play, you know, you push to add it to your station. But since I'm doing this NADPOD POMO, I want to make all these episodes congruent and make sense, right?
when you put them together. So therefore, I made an intro. Then now I'm answering the question. This is how I put stuff together, Brian. Thanks for the question. Okay, so when we're done with this video, I will upload that to Anchor. So let me show you that piece because that's super important. All right. So in order for me to do that, I have to go into Google Chrome. Okay, so, and I'm going to take off picture in picture for a minute. So here is what the Anchor dashboard looks like. And I'll move this around a little for my benefit. Let's go to the home page first. All right, I'm actually at just the anchor.fm page. But what I really want to do is go over to my home page. All right, we're going to put it on mute because it's going to start playing. All right, so here is where you can share this out with people so that they can listen to your station. Also, they can listen on Apple Podcasts or Google Play Music. Those links are there for you. Okay, so if somebody wants to listen to your episodes, they can scrub through the segments here on this page. All right. Now, the other thing is this tool that we use to upload our content, and it is the Web Clipper. See, right here it says upload audio. So now I'm not going to upload this because I already did it, right? So let's just pretend I was going to upload that intro again. Now it doesn't matter if it's a video, Anchor will convert it to audio. You don't have to worry about that. Okay, so here's, you can't hear it, but it's there, right? So here's where I would put it in my title. And I don't want to add a background track, but if I wanted to, Anchor has these built-in background tracks. I don't want to add one because if you remember, I had already added one. Okay. And I could add in what they call a transition, which is just a little sound bite. We're not going to go into that. And then I have the option, because this is material that I have on my computer, I have the option now to say what the source is and to add a link. So I'm just linking to my podcast now. So if somebody wants to click on that link and subscribe, but typically they're in the Anchor app, they're already subscribed, but I would just put it there anyway. So also you can schedule these. This is another important piece of the workflow. You can only schedule things for to publish on the hour, at the top of the hour, all right? So it's either going to go at 7 a.m. or 8 or 9, okay, et cetera, et cetera. And also you can change the date. Let's just say like tomorrow I have jury duty. So maybe tonight I'll come in here and upload an intro and maybe even a whole entire episode because I know that I'll be a jury duty, be away from my computer, but I want to make sure that I have an episode for Nad Pod Pomo. Okay. And it will publish tomorrow. So what I can do now is I'm going to back up because like I said, I don't want to post this because I already did. So what I could do now is after I'm finished with this recording, so let me just come back on cam for you guys. After I'm finished with this recording, guys, I can drag that recording right into this web clipper and it's going to show you, it's going to add it to my station. So I have the intro, I have the question. Now, maybe sometimes people just call in and say, hey, Miss Eileen, thank you for favoriting my station. Maybe I just want to throw that in there too before I close out the episode. All right. So I can wait. Like right now, I don't have any in the queue of people just saying thank you, all right? But maybe if I did have a call in there, then I would just add that in because I like to have the different voices coming in and out of the podcast. And to me, that is one of the most beautiful things about Anchor. Now, yesterday's show. I really have to give a shout out to Bernie because we're talking about podcast workflow and also this other fantastic feature of Anchor, which is called Record with Friends. So let me get that, get a little bit of a preview up of that for you guys. One of the things you can do when you go in here to record is you can invite friends to record with you. And you can go in, and yesterday I did an interview with Bernie. Let me type that in. All right. Now, if I wanted to record with Bernie, I'm not going to bother him again today, right? Because we did an amazing episode yesterday and got so many shares and likes because we were talking about the Anchor community. That's one another piece about this particular podcast and about my workflow is because I'm on Anchor, I like talking about Anchor. Hence the reason why I'm taking the time to answer this question. Okay, and we're at 14 minutes right now. So that means this is going to total 5 segments because I'm not done. Because remember, they're 5-minute segments. So when I upload this, it's going to break it down into 5-minute intervals. So anyway, excuse me. Here's Bernie, and if I click that on, and if Bernie's available, he'll come on and we will have a conversation. So I just want to show you guys in my notifications area. In fact, I can just go into the station and just show you how many listens we got off of that interview yesterday. Let's get to that part. Hang on. Yeah, you know what? That was yesterday really early in the morning, so it's already fell off into my station, so that's okay. Let's just go back. So it's past a 24-hour window, in other words. So let's just go back and see. This is here where it went ahead too fast. So it ended up being a 20-minute interview, okay? And so here is the number of listeners. This is another thing I love about Anchor that I get to see. These are the 42 people that actually listened all the way through because remember I said it was 4 parts. So that was part 3. There's part 4. Okay, so it started off with 43 listeners. So see how we were able to create this really engaging content that people just kept listening for the whole 20 minutes. And, you know, people think of Anchor as being such a short form podcasting tool, but long form works as well when you have engaging content. And like I said, we were talking about Anchor. And one of the things that Bernie does, his name is Bernie Goldbach, and you can find him on Twitter at TopGold. He makes these incredible mashups. And so he had done a mashup and I wanted to show or ask him how he creates those mashups. And we talked about that. And it was a really incredible. He shared so much value of the tools and, you know, the way he uses his process, just like now I'm showing you guys my process. So that was off the cuff, though. I just so happened to know that he was on because I was commenting on his segment and he was commenting back. He was responding to my questions. So I knew that he was around, but we had not planned it. We hadn't scheduled it. We didn't go into Calendly or any of that other stuff. And because I know that Bernie is a prolific podcaster, and he was ready with the answers. And, you know, just the same way when someone asks me a question, this is why, you know, you hone your podcasting and your public speaking skills on an app like Anchor. Let's hope it stays free, at least for the next couple of years. Okay, with that, guys, I don't want to go over the 20 minutes. So this is going to wrap up our episode for NADPOD POMO day 13. Thank you so much, Brian, for the question. I hope that has been significant. In the next video, very soon, I will show you guys how I use ScreenFlow. I thought it might be a little too complicated to show all that this morning. Besides that, I have to go to work. So thanks so much. Make sure you tune in for NADPOD POMO Day 14 tomorrow. I'll probably pre-record that one because I don't want jury duty to put a cramp in my style. Okay, guys, thank you so much for tuning in, and I will be sure to post this video somewhere for you. Bye for now. Hey, you. That's right, you. I'm talking to you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your call-ins. Thank you for your claps and for your echoes. And thank you for listening. I so appreciate you. And be sure to tune in tomorrow where we'll have another Q&A here on Anchor. This is your girl, Miss Eileen. And until the next time, peace.